Blog Talk Radio.
A dozen was down and crying for freedom or a brand new sound. New York, Chicago, Frisco, L.A. justice was served and the unjust were afraid. Because after all the years and all the fears, brothers were alive, the courage found and spreading them goddamn blues around. Yeah, make you want to holler black people and hold up both your hands and say liberation.
Crime is increasing. And I'm trigger-happy policing. Panic is spreading. And Lord knows where we're heading. Yes, make you want to holler sometimes and throw up both of your hands. Make you want to holler sometimes.
Happy National Poetry Month. Welcome to Spit, Spoken Poets Intellectualizing. I am Beverly Black. I am one of the co-hosts of Spit. Dr. Frank, the Chairman Williams, is with me. What's happening, my brother?
How you doing, Queen Black?
Man, I'm so blessed to hear your voice and to bring us all together here. Thanks be to God. How's everything holding out in your neck of the woods?
Everything fine over here. I just got finished cooking for my daughter, so I'm ready to rock with you.
You ready to rock with me? Well, you know,
yeah,
what,
I'm ready,
my
to
brother?
Rock with you.
It's an honor to have you here. The phone lines are lit up. The guests are lined up. And we are about to spit. Let's continue with the opening while we get this show on the road. And first and foremost, I always like to give honor to my poetic influence, Mr. Gil Scott-Heron. His birthday would have been today. And Mr. Marvin Gaye, rest in heaven, who was called home today. Not only that, first and foremost, we're going to salute Def Poetry Jam.
Poetry, also known as Russell Simmons Presents Def Poetry or Def Poetry Jam, which was co-founded by Bruce George, Danny Simmons, and Deborah Pointer, is an HBO television series produced by hip-hop music entrepreneur Russell Simmons. The series presents performances by established spoken word poets as well as up-and-coming ones. Well-known actors and musicians will often surprise the audience by showing up to recite their own original poems. The show, hosted by Most Def, Def Poetry was a spinoff of Def Comedy Jam. As he did on Def Comedy, Simmons appears at the end of every episode to thank the audience.
The series included historical legendary poets such as The Last Poets, Nikki Giovanni, Amiri Baraka, and Sonia Sanchez. It also featured Saul Williams, Grammy Award-winning Jay Ivey, Jessica Care Moore, and Lemon. Though, technically, not a poetry jam, Def Poetry has become heavily associated with the Poetry Slam movement and utilizes many of Poetry Slam's best-known poets, including National Poetry Slam champions such as Bosea, Taylor Molly, Big Papa E, Maida Del Valle, Mike McGee, Alex Olson, and Reeves. Even poets who are critical of the Poetry Slam, such as John S. Hall, have acknowledged Slam's influence on the show. In a 2005 interview, Hall was quoted saying, "It's true that I was on Def Poetry. Even though I've never slammed, I'm probably the only person to be on there who hasn't slammed. And I think most people on Def Poetry have won slams or done well in slams. And all of them, except the special guest stars, the celebrities, are writing slam poems and performing slam poems on death poetry. So, to me, death poetry is still extremely slam-informed, and I think it will probably always be. What they say about death poetry is that it wants to bring an urban feel. And to me, they don't mean black or Latino or non-white. What they really mean is a rhythm of poetry that comes out of the Eureka Poets Cafe, that came out of slams. In a 2005 interview, Bob Holman, who founded the New Eureka Poets Cafe's Poetry Slam and appeared on season 4 of the show, applauded deaf poetry, noting, "I'm real happy poetry is on television. My hat is off to Russell Simmons, who has found a way to get poems on HBO in a way that feeds his own business. It gives him the back credentials for his hip-hop label, and at the same time, he's magnanimous towards the art of poetry, giving us a place like that. It's a great, great moment, just as Deaf Poetry Jam on Broadway was a great moment, too. Not since Intozake Shange, for colored girls only who have considered suicide when the rainbow is enough, has a poem like that been on interview. Mark Smith, the founder of the Poetry Slam movement, is more critical of the program. Smith describes the intense commercialization, thank you, of the Poetry Slam and refers to deaf poetry as an explorative entertainment program that diminished the value and aesthetic of performance poetry. In November 2002, a live stage production, Russell Simmons Deaf Poetry Jam, opened on Broadway. The show featured poets Bo Sia, Sia Hamad, Stacey and Chin, Lemon, Maida Del Baya, Georgia Mee, Black Ice, Poetry Smith, and Steve Coleman. The show ran on Broadway until May 2003 and won a 2003 Tony Award for Best Special Theatrical Event. The show subsequently toured both nationally and internationally. Deaf Poetry premiered on HBO in 2002, and the latest season to air, season 6, premiered in February 2007. As of summer 2008, there has been no word about the possibility of a season 7. Starting in 2008, producers of Deaf Poetry, including Simmons, Stan Levan, Camellia Forbes, developed and broadcast the HBO poetry show Brave New Voices, which is stylistically similar, with teenage poets competing and backstage scenes.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is what brings us here today at this point in time.
This is Maxine. Okay. I lost you all for a minute. Is Beverly still on?
No, I don't hear her.
I am so sorry. My phone was muted. I'm trying to talk to everyone. There are so many lines holding, but I am here. Dr. Maxine Bryant, you and Dr. Frank, the Chairman Williams, have found each other, and I'm saying to you to say hello. So now that you have said hello, hello, and thank you for sponsoring SPIT, Spoken Poets Intellectualizing, Dr. Maxine Bryant, professor at Georgia Southern University. How are you today, Queen?
I am great. I am great. I am fantastic in spite of what we're calling this pandemic, and I'm excited that we're doing SPIT this evening. Thank you so much, Queen Beverly, for this opportunity, for the vision that's going on to kick off Poetry Month, National Poetry Month. So I'm glad to be among all of you great people this evening.
We are so honored that you would have us. Frank, you know, you and Dr. Maxine Bryant, y'all found some similarities about yourselves in this poetry arena, and we're excited to hear from both of you. And without further ado, Frank, are you ready to get this started? And let's go ahead and welcome these acclaimed poets that are waiting.
Okay, I'm ready. Love you, Queen.
Man, we're going to have some fun here. All right. Well, help me welcome another queen, Two Spits, spoken poets, intellectualizing all the way from Georgia. Georgia Me is in the building. What's happening, Queen?
Georgia, what's happening there? Hey. Hey.
Hey, Georgia.
Hey. Oh, y'all ain't ready for this sister right here. She is no joke. But we're going to get everybody in. Yes. So without further ado, Moody Black. Say what's up, Moody Black.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Everybody, how y'all doing? How y'all vibing?
We good. Black. Welcome, Black man. Welcome.
It's an honor, y'all. It's an honor to be with y'all.
It's burning.
Lord, I can't wait to hear this. I'm just going to sit in the background, Frank, and I'm going to listen to the gems drop. Once I get these lines open, it's going to be about all you poets dropping it. It's so much energy on this call right now. I can't even wait. Let me bring in my homeboy, Richard Stanford, all the way from California. I just dropped this man's book for him September 22nd, 2019. He is a new fresh poet on the block.
Awesome.
Dr. Frank, the chairman, William T. is one of the Yay Area's own. Richard Stamper, say hello to Moody Black. Say hello to Georgia Me, Maxine Bryan, and yours truly. What's happening, my brother?
Hello, my brothers and sisters. I'm glad for the opportunity to be here amongst you loved ones. God bless you all.
Well, you know what? This brother got some poetry that ain't no joke either. Now, this brother, the next brother, Frank, and Moody, Georgia Me, Richard, Dr. Maxine Bryant, this next brother, this deaf poet, oh, my God, y'all don't even know how I feel about this brother. Frank, I think you introduced me to this brother, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that must be my brother.
Acronyms.
Acronyms. Hey, how's everyone?
Hey, acronyms.
What's going on? What it is?
God
bless you, brother.
Still healing, still growing, you know what I'm saying? Man, all I can say
is awesome.
Everybody be safe. I know this is weird. I'm just going to say something I said to my homies last night. I ain't going to lie, I was on my cloud, but I was on a real good one just really thinking about this. I was like, wow, when I talk to my friends or anybody I talk to, it's like a movie, but it's real dialogue. And as a writer, I was like, wow, I've seen it from different perspectives, from different people, how they feel. Some people don't want to do it, don't believe in it. Some people just get scared. It's woof. Besides, that's why I say everybody be safe. Hope everybody's safe. What's up, Georgia? You know, what's up?
Hey, hey, how you doing?
You haven't talked to me in a while. You know, I've been on your line. You want to be on my mind. See what month it is, right?
Yeah, I know what month it is. Yes.
See, that's those Deaf Poets, Frank. You know, it's a whole nother family when the Deaf Poets hear each other. You know, and then it's like a whole different atmosphere. That's why I'm just like listening to them. Acronyms, you know, everybody got so much love for you and all of those Deaf Poets that first, you know, brought it to us so real. And what you just said, Ak, is so real because it is like a movie. You know, we're watching this thing play out. You know, we're about to get to this poetry, but we're watching this thing play out, and some people are serious, some people are bullshit artists. Yes, right here live on my family channel, bullshit artists. Some people are so nonchalant about it. You know, it's like their head is buried in the sand. They're rolling up in twos and threes and pairs. And it's like, okay, you know, all I can do is stay prayed up. And my poetry induction into this thing when we get this rolling will speak to what I feel. But right now, I'm going to roll over to Dr. Frank, the Chairman Williams.
I'm right here, Queen. I'm loving this energy, boy. I love this show.
It's so many of us on here. And it's all because of Dr. Maxine Bryant. So let's have, when we have this, first let's get the microphone saluted properly. And let me get Nikki Giovanni on here. Not in person. Right. Haven't talked to her in a minute, but she going to bless the mic for us,
what?
And then we're going to come back. I know. I wish. I forgot to email. I'm sorry.
Strange, but you got everybody.
I wanted her, but right now we're going to listen to Ego Trippin', and then we're going to get this in.
Word.
I was born in the Congo. I walked to the Fertile Crescent and built a sphinx. I designed a pyramid so tough that a star that only glows every 100 years falls into the center, giving divine, perfect light. I am bad. I sat on the throne drinking nectar with Allah. I got hot and sent an ice age to Europe to cool my thirst. My oldest daughter is Nefertiti. The tears from my birth pains created the Nile. I am a beautiful woman. I gazed on the forest and burned out the Sahara Desert. With a packet of goat's meat and a change of clothes, I crossed it in 2 hours. I am a gazelle, so swift, you can't catch me. For a birthday present when he was 3, I gave my son Hannibal an elephant. He gave me Rome for Mother's Day. My strength flows ever on. My son Noah built Newark, and I stood proudly at the helm as we sailed on a soft summer day. I turned myself into myself and was Jesus. Men intoned my loving name. All praises, I am the one who was saved. I sowed diamonds in my backyard. My bowels deliver uranium. The filings from my fingernails are semi-precious jewels. On a trip north, I caught a cold and blew my nose, giving oil to the Arab world. I am so hip, even my errors are correct. I sailed west to reach east and had to round off the earth as I went. The hair from my head thinned and gold was laid across 3 continents. I am so perfect, so divine, so ethereal, so surreal, I cannot be comprehended except by my permission. I mean, I can fly like a bird in the sky.
Welcome, welcome to Spit Spoken Poets Intellectualizing live on Tribe Family Channel with Beverly Black, the creator, owner, and operator of Tribe Family Channel, a gumbo for the soul international family brand, and co-host Dr. Frank, the Chairman Williams. We are ready and live to spit. And what I would like is when I call your name, you go ahead and tell us where you're from and what poetry means to you. And Dr. Frank, the Chairman Williams, he will give words after your dissertation of his review. So without further ado, Professor Maxine Bryant, you're up to the mic, and we would like for you to spit.
All right. First of all, I am from
Georgia, Savannah, Georgia, and poetry to me is a way of being. It's not just a way of saying words, it's a way of being words. And so everything that is flowing from us is meaningful, it's relevant, it's poignant, it's on time, and now is the time for us to honor one another in these words. So, Beverly, you want me to go on and spit a poem?
Spit, queen, spit.
I will do it. I will do it. We just came out of Women's History Month, which was March, and I thought it would be good to kind of honor the women who were empowered throughout all of history to do something great. So this poem is called What Makes a Woman Empowered? Is it the curl of her hair, the sway of her lips? Is it the look in her eyes, the way she puckers her lips? What makes a woman empowered? Is it the car she rides, the neighborhood where she resides? Maybe it's the men she dates or the women she hates. What is it that makes a woman empowered? Is it the clothes she wears or the purse she carries? Is it the Michael Kors on her arm or her Louis Vuitton? What is it that makes a woman empowered? Is it the fact that she's the envy of every one of her enemies? Perhaps it's the fact that she really acts like her enemy is so very together. What is it that makes a woman empowered? I have the answer. You see, the empowered woman is confident. She knows her strength is heaven sent. She's the woman who never forgets that she stands on the shoulders of women she's never met. The empowered woman knows she's destined for greatness, even though her current situation could be confused with weakness. She's evolving into her next dimension, not to mention the fact that she looks beyond her right now into her bright future. I thought you knew. You thought she was going to stay a caterpillar in that ugly cocoon, and you got it twisted. Girlfriends are about to bloom into a purple butterfly with her head to the sky. Now watch out now. The empowered woman is about to say goodbye to mediocrity and pettiness. She ain't got time for that mess. The empowered woman looks up at the sky. Don't anticipate her demise. She's checking out the stars and won't be held down by who you think you are. What makes a woman empowered? You got to look within, and then you will begin to see the empowered woman within me or within you.
Excellent. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank beautiful. You.
Wow. Wow. Dr. Frank, what's going on? What's the feedback for Dr. Maxine Bryant? Her energy is just, you know, amazing. Well, maybe I lost Dr. Frank, so let's continue on. And acronyms, what you got for us, acronyms?
I was coming from the kitchen, so I was just listening. But hold on.
I'm going to get y'all. I'll be right back with you. Richard Stamper, my brother, you ready to spit? Spoken poets intellectualizing.
Yes, I am.
Spit on, brother.
This is entitled Our History. Our history, all through generations, we have been always neglected. Finally, after all these years, we are somewhat being respected. Come from a land so beautiful and it's very hard to describe. Diamonds, ivory, has many different languages and different tribes. Teachers don't teach about our culture today in the classroom. Students have no interest in talking about Columbus, who caused our doom. Columbus Day is a legal holiday. It was a mistake society has made. Brought in tea, commodities, most productive in the slave trade. They forgot about us, great soldiers in wars, trained demolitionists. Remember those who came before us, Frederick Douglass and his abolitionists. Revolutionists rebelled against slavery, rebels like Nat Turner. Brothers and sisters looked for equality and change like Sister Sojourner. Intelligent, gifted in a lot of ways like the poet Paul Laurence Dunbar. Also being blessed at very good athletes like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Courageous soldiers banded out of America, it was Marcus Garvey. Humorous to all viewers, all over America, comedian Steve Harvey. We have done great things for America, and it is no mystery. need to spend more time reading all we accomplished in our history.
Wow, y'all give Richard a hand. Let's go. I'm loving that. That was a feel good. You got educators on here today, Queen. Richard, tell us where you're from. Indeed. Richard, tell us where you're from and what made you fall in love with poetry. And Frank and anybody else can have words.
Well, when I was nine, I was always, I'm from California. I came from a little small city named Menlo Park. Actually, that's Facebook, California. But I started writing at the age of nine. I had a compassion for just expressing my feelings on paper because I used to have tantrums. So I would find myself writing my feelings. And so as I grew up, now that I'm older, I tried to take the lifestyle that I live to try and pass on a positive message to the younger people because they don't have any direction. And like I explained to them, everybody's not going to make it to a professional athlete, rap singer, or whatever. You know, you have a gift. Ask God to fulfill your dream and pursue your dream.
So, all right, now. Well, anybody want to have any words to Richard before we keep this rolling?
Well, that was a feel-good piece, Richard.
Yeah, thank you, brother.
Well, y'all be sure to look out for Richard's book on Amazon, Never Forget Your First Love. Now, Georgia Meads, coming to the mic, spit, spoken poets, intellectualizing. Georgia Meads, what you got for us?
I'm going to do a piece, and well, first I say, about poetry and what it means to me and why it's everything. I was introduced to it also at 8, 9 years old through that amazing woman that is my also my idol, Nikki Giovanni, and it changed my life. It made me a visionary, or it revealed my visionary, you know, and then poetry empowers. I'm a part of a community that, because of everything we got going on right now, my community, of course, we knew this information circulated in 2003, 2005, 2006, zeitgeist, loose change, esoteric agenda. You know what I'm saying? We've been privy, and how we deal with it, it's important for the poets to be strong and to give people hope and the truth. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just thank God that we are teachers. You know what I'm saying? Like the poem that the brother just did, for someone who knows nothing about history, they know they can go research these names. Or if someone is down, they can hear a poem like Dr. Beverly poem and be empowered. That is what the gift that we have. So to be a part of that community, I wouldn't know acronym. I wouldn't know Moody if it wasn't for the fact that the word moves and that I meet all these amazing souls all over the planet. And I'm just grateful to God that he allowed me to be a poet. So that's it.
Well, we're thankful and grateful, too. And I got you mixed up in the beginning, Georgia Meads. Beverly, I'm not the doctor. Dr. Maxine is the one that's bringing this dream to life here. And go ahead and spit for us. But I'll let you speak over me.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No worries.
Why be mad? Why be mad? You're the only people that never created or talked, only brought and stole what you got. Hate me because I can see the truth. I got proof it's on paper, your devious caper, to rob and rape. To block me, you put up red tape, brainwashed jewels to believe their origin is ape, and I can't have sour grapes. I pray for understanding so I could see how a people with so much put so much interest in hating me, degrading me, beating me, and mistreating me, eventually just fading me out without a doubt. You justify killing and stealing, you true villain, joking with the upper hand forever, Miss Dillon. To pacify, you said we'll make it straight. So you laid on the table the West Side plate, so we ate because there was nothing to eat. Still starving, so we hit the street to get on our feet. But see, there was a trap again. Never want to see us win. A forgiving people, so we believe in your devilish grin. So you come on in with cocaine and heroin and shooting our veins. Can't kill our spirit, so you try to ruin our brain. If we didn't have God, we might have all gone insane. Now, see, we didn't move on, but see, the rest you train through fear and threats, assassinations, and fight deaths through print, you type in TV, film, and media, hype the world into believing your lies. So the world sighs at the cries of our feed, who only get fed off what we feed, but there's nothing to be fed. Our streets are turning red, many pinned up dead, dismissed because of the life they led. It's conditioning that keeps us down, separate the classes, let your brothers drown, as long as you don't think, and you would think we would show some consideration, some sympathy to the situation, to recognize the relation, the bond, the connection. They want us to hate, kill, live with no affection. The CDC is in my backyard. Viruses are in the air. There's no guard. Power lines creating cancer clusters. I'm yearning for the knowledge while the fools filibuster. Yet you tell my children they can't cut the mustard, so they constantly try to catch up by idolizing and worshiping material things, expensive rags, fancy cars, and things that go bling bling, never realizing the truest worth, the gift from God, which is birth. The shackles on our feet are not the ones we must break, but the ones on our mind, which keep us from being a righteous people. To understand there's no human standard we must equal. It's not anger or hate with which I'm filled. It's a calling to tell the truth and to heal the fear, the pain, the loathing which keeps us sad. We must not bow down to the devils, but please don't ask me why I be mad. That's why I be mad.
Let's go.
Thank y'all.
Got my ear ringing. That was fire.
Thank you.
Lord. Lord. Anybody want to say
pen,
any
y'all.
Words?
I'm looking for a pen.
Well, that's why she is the Queen Bee. That's why.
See? Right.
Thank
all
y'all.
Right.
Thank you.
See, that's why. And see, that's why, Georgia Mee, spit cannot happen without you. Okay?
Oh,
I will bug
you
every year. I don't care if I play the same opening, y'all, it was 365 days ago, okay, so it ain't like I'm just playing it over and over, right? But this woman is fire, okay? And the only thing that I can say, Dr. Frank, is to bring another deaf poet behind a deaf poet. I ain't trying to follow her.
That's all you can do. That would
you
only
know,
be right.
I'm damn so not trying to follow her. Moody Black, you up?
Let me clarify. I'm not a deaf
you
poet.
Under the bus or
they
nothing.
Are deaf poets. They was on the real show. I was on the I was on YouTube. They was on the real show. Let's clarify that.
That's
clarify
right,
that.
No.
Oh,
but you see,
yeah,
you are
I'm
acclaimed
honest.
Moody Black to me. So, you know,
I
need you to tag
that.
Yourself in.
I will no. take that, but I just know when I'm amongst the real greats. And I'm honored to be here. Of course, it's me.
Well, tell everybody where you're from.
Oh, first and foremost,
tell everybody
South
about
Carolina.
Yourself.
South Carolina. South Carolina, born and bred in the Pie-Shaped State, right above Georgia. My country cousins, been white since I was like 11. Yeah.
He a dope poet. He a dope poet.
I'm all right, man. I know how to talk job interview, and I know how to talk country. I know when to do it. But
I love it.
Yeah,
y'all
so,
know I love that country grammar. Come on with it.
But yeah, it's an honor, man. I'm gonna share a poem. It's on my latest CD. It's called Swimming Lessons. This is more personal. And for any of those, shout out for those who go through any kind of depression. I was told that if you're learning how to swim, you feel like it's a boat on your back. You will struggle to breathe, and even though your body is Atlantic Ocean wet, your lungs will be a California forest fire. Now it is said if it doesn't challenge you, swim harder. And if life is hard, just keep swimming. Be one with the waves. Because the water don't know your age or race. It only tastes your spirit and listens to your heart. So let your swagger be the salt of the sea so the world can see what going in smells like. But don't you ask yourself, why are you swimming? Are you learning to swim to see how fast and far you can go, or are you learning to swim to save lives? Funny how swimming is like performing a poem. There's right in the lines you write. You may feel it's deep, but you just don't know how deep it really is. So be brilliant with the stroke of your pen. Be daring, exposing those dark places in your mind. You will feel scared, just never give up. You will get heavy. You will struggle to breathe. Even when your tongue is wet with words, your lungs are on fire. You will feel a burning sensation, but be sensational. And if life gets hard, just keep swimming. Be an ocean of rhythm. Let the salt of your saliva enhance your similes. Let the waves of your words be the wind beneath your wings. But you have to ask yourself, why are you performing a poem? Are you performing to see how fast and far you can go, or are you performing to save lives? I want to do both. I want to do both. I want to do my best to be the best, but I'm at my best when I know someone has gained some healing from my words with that weight in their soul. Funny how performing a poem is like battling my depression. A lot of times I don't want to go too deep. I sometimes feel like it's a boulder on my back. I feel like giving up with each breath. I don't feel like swimming through my struggles, but I really don't want to drown in my sorrows. However, I was told that if you want to defeat depression, take up swimming. Write and perform a poem. Either way, you eventually have to go real deep. You have to keep breathing and just be one with the water. The water don't know your age, your waist. It only tastes your spirit and listens to your heart. So you swim to set yourself free. Write a poem to set yourself free. Battle your depression to set yourself free with salt, the dust of dawn, and liquid lullaby singing to your skin. So when you're swimming and you hear go in, you do more than dive. When you're performing a poem and you hear go in, do more than open up your heart. When you're dealing with depression, you hear go in, do more than push, give it everything you got. Become one with the wave. Because it is said that enlightenment is when a wave realizes it is the ocean. It is time we realize that we are oceans scared to swim within ourselves. But be bold and brilliant, wild and free, calm but crashing, daring, shimmering, and limitless. Funny, I still don't know how to swim well. But I know I can Michael Phelps me a metaphor to heal and valley my depression. Because one day I know I will learn how to dive in, backstroke some brilliance, and be free.
Come on.
Oh, deep, so deep. Big hand. Big hand.
Wow. Big hand.
Yeah. You know, and that's what it's really about, everybody. You know, and my brother, the chairman over there, you're going to have to follow that one, and we're going to bring acronym in after you. But it's about going deep, like he was saying. You know, with swimming or with writing poetry. Either way, you're going to have to eventually go deep. Now, that was
all right. All right. All right.
All right.
Well, come on now with Frank, the chairman.
Yeah, I
want to
hear everybody else, man. Get inspired.
You want to hear everybody else? Well, we want to hear you after them to let us know what poetry means to you. You know, I drag you up in here because I be trying to sit back. Look, me and Frank both trying to sit back. Y'all going to have to help us. After them, where you at, my brother?
Yes.
Big A, you ready? What you going to slide on the mic for us, Big A? He's so laid back and chill.
He's too cool.
Because listen, you know, a cloud came by and picked me up, and I've been enjoying the ride. So, you know.
That's right. All right. Well, come on and bless the mic for us.
See, you know what the crazy thing is? I'm going to spit something, but I was sitting up here like, I got to spit? Okay.
Yep.
But I'm going to say
he's
something.
Spit.
But I was thinking poems in my head because when you hit me, I was because my house is getting decorated and you hear people, well, you don't hear them walking around my house. So I'm trying to be quiet as hell so you guys don't hear them hammering and all. But here we go. I'm mad. I was trying to memorize. I knew I memorized my text because I don't say it so much. And I forgot it. But always do this.
You know, and I almost pulled up something of yours on YouTube. If you need a little bit more time to pull something, my brother.
I'm good. Believe me, you know.
Come on with it, man.
You know, this is like this piece right here was about versatility because my friends was getting at me because, you know, being from Vallejo, it was an introduction, but there was an introduction before this. But this is what it goes. I go, I'm a valiant Vallejo Valley vigilante vocalist vindicating victims violated by villains, vagrants, and vagabonds. Victimizing vibrant people vulnerable to verbal violence, viewing life as vicious, valueless, and vague. View my visions vocally at any venue, and sometimes I can stop between my pieces because a lot of people don't even know what an acronym is. But if you know how to spell, when you look at the word venue, I'm vocally exercising natural useful energy with my vowel but versatile vocabulary validating victory. And what is victory? Vocally injecting conscious thoughts and reflecting you and thee. Vacating variety of verses, vanishing vengeance, vendettas, and venomous vixens. Violating my vantage, voyaging valet VIP. Very important poet. Viewing our voice, words, vowels, and 3.7 vetoes, violence, as well as vain violence, venting negative energy. You see, this gift I've been blessed with is very vital vocally and vintage like Van Gogh. I definitely Van Gogh. Look at the word paint pictures. It tells you what I do. Poets always inject new thoughts, projecting insight, capturing, using real experiences spiritually, voyaging over various voids, overcoming any obstacle to let you know I'm a veteran. The Valley Journal is the 22nd letter.
Whoa!
Trailblazer.
Whoa.
Hey, hey, bro, you
Trailblazer.
Oh, my.
You slip with that thing, bro. You slip with that.
Trailblazer.
I like that.
Wow.
You guys
come through.
I'm not going to lie. When you guys got all deep on here today, I was like, man, I just packed my books, man. I said, ooh, I got some heat. You know, I got some, because, you know, I've been in and out the hospital, so that's all I could do is write and think. So, you know. So, but, yeah.
Well,
man,
you know. I
feel
you,
better as you're getting better, my brother.
Amen.
You know.
Peace,
hey,
love,
I'm
light, and strength to you, because you are. You're a genius at what you do. I know some of us on this line get your text messages, and, I mean, he brings it no less than what he just brought it right there, y'all. And it's mind-blowing when, you know, hearing you go by the name acronyms and then the way you write in acronyms and you bring it so profoundly. You know, but let me let some other people talk for a little bit now. Frank, he always holding me down, but I see he chilling and relaxing and matching, and I'm not mad at you at all. But you know what? The thing that I do want to do before we go any further is I have to honor our sponsor, Dr. Maxine Bryant. So y'all hold on the line 1 second for this quick commercial break.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Need a speaker for your next event, conference, or church service? Dr. Maxine Bryant may be available to come to speak from a wealth of experience and knowledge on multiple topics. A licensed minister, Dr. Maxine Bryant draws upon God-given communication talents and gifts and combines proven instructional design techniques and award-winning presentation style to inspire and instruct, educate and enlighten, plan, promote, and problem solve, and embrace participants in an exhilarating experience. Call Pat Moss at 612-876-7964 to find out how and how much more you can get when you arrange for Dr. Bryant to come speak at your next event.
Welcome back live to Spit, Spoken Poets Intellectualizing,
yes,
live on Tribe Family Channel, and I am the host,
co-host, rather, yes, creator and operator Beverly Black. I got my man, Dr. Frank, the Chairman Williams, over there helping me hold
Chairman.
It down. He brings with him acronyms. We got Moody Black, Georgia Me, our sponsor, Dr. Maxine Bryant. We got a newcomer with us, Richard Stamper. And I say newcomer because he might be new to some of you, but this brother been writing poetry for a long time. And that was acronyms that just finished spitting before our commercial break. And you know what? We're going to do one more
doctor.
Round.
Got another
oh,
doctor.
Yes, we do. Come on with it. We got another doctor?
Yeah, you didn't mention her name.
Dr. Maxine Bryant?
Oh, you did, didn't you? Okay, my bad.
Well, now that's all right, though. You know, she got several degrees, and as a matter of fact, I want her to tell us about one of her specialties, and it's about getting your groove back. So,
right.
Dr. Maxine Bryant, why don't you tell everybody what that is? You know, right now a lot of people got that groove in quarantine, but when we come up out of this,
wow,
we really need to know what to do. So what is your thing about getting our groove back? And everybody that's holding and listening, y'all get your next poem ready because we're going to spit one more time before we get out of here. But I'm going to want to know how to get my groove back. Dr. Maxine Bryant, the sponsor of Spoken Poets Intellectual.
When you got your groove, the sun comes up bright and never sets. The stars in your eyes sparkle and dance untiringly. The sky is always blue and it rains only enough to disperse the fragrance of the flowers and turn the brown grass green. And when
that
you got
goes.
Your groove, you are queen of your castle. And it doesn't matter if you share your throne with the king or not. You see, your castle is on top of your world and you see everything from a bird's eye view. Your majestic mountain is nothing less than magical. Up there, the air is thin and crisp, and the high is your altitude, and you feel good. Now, that's an excerpt because I really want to spit something else later, but since Beverly brought up groove back, I do have a whole movement. It's called I Want My Groove Back, .. God's Way. Because at the end of the day, that is the only way we're really going to get and live in true groove. You see, groove is when you are okay with you and you know who you are and whose you are.
All
and
right,
you're
now.
Operating from a position of wholeness, right? So I got my groove back or I want my groove back. Please go to my website. I have two websites. www.maxinebryant.com. You can buy either one of my books of poetry. The first book is Truth Be Told. The other one is my newest one called Heart Notes. And each and every page, each and every poem is from my heart to yours. At my other website, www.drmaxinebryant, I have something that's called the virtual professor. You see, I call myself changing society one class at a time, virtually. And this hour, in this age of social isolation and in-home sheltering, we can all stand to get some education. And so there are live videos up there on the Dr. Maxine Bryant website where I'm trying to educate and inform and inspire everyone who tunes in. Right now, we're talking about the Electoral College because don't forget, we are yet in a election year, and we need to identify some better ways, perhaps, in terms of how to hold our election. So go to that site to get more information about that. And if you want to book me or you want to contact me directly, please write this number down, 912-574-3025. 912-574-3025. Thank you very much, Beverly, for letting me get that quick commercial in.
Well, now, you know, Queen, you are no joke with it, so I could not help but feel honored and privileged to have your voice on this platform as our sponsor this evening. Dr. Frank, the Chairman Williams, always right here helping me hold it down. And I just wish he was fit because, see, y'all had this kind of ebb and flow going. But we'll get it back. You know, we're going to be spending all month long. Everybody
yeah.
all locked
yeah.
down. So y'all just get ready to come back. We're going to be rotating in and out. 1 minute I might be a performer. I might come back as a co-host. I don't know. But we're going to rotate the poets around. And Dr. Maxine Bryant, it's all because of you. You made it possible. I want everybody to go out and get her work. She is no joke. Now, we're going to go ahead and bring Richard Stanford back up here, Chairman. Let's bring the Yeyeria. Come on, represent Yeyeria.
Yay!
Yeyeria.
Yeyeria. God bless you. This is called Keep the Hope Alive. Keep the Hope Alive. Obstacles get in the way every day in life. No need to carry in guns, not even carrying a pocket knife. I have no intention to step on toes or to be of any intrusion. Want to be of help to my fellow man and stop living in confusion. We've come a long way from slavery all through the recession. Put down the weapons, drugs, and alcohol, a real life of depression. My habits hurt me, but all that I hurt, I apologized. All along, I was hurting myself. All the others, I victimized.
Wow.
We are all blessed by God, blessed to have all five senses. Caught up doing wrong things in life, there are consequences. Young people, sometimes things are hard, but not as it really seems. Keep a positive attitude in life. Never give up on your dreams. It takes patience and endurance. You have to be real swift. Have taken me half of my life to really know my true gift. Don't let other people misguide you. Don't make the wrong turn. Experience is the best teacher. We all have a lesson we must learn. Get some motivation. Buckle down. Something you really do strive. You and I are the future. Let's do our best to keep the hope alive.
Wow, come on now, y'all.
That was empowering.
Yes.
That was an empowering piece right there. Very empowering.
Now, y'all know that's out of his book, Never Forget Your First Love, a collection of poetry by Mr. Richard Stanford, and it is available. Go to his website, about.me/Richard Stamper. If you want your own autographed copy, paypal.com/stamperpoetrybook. Richard, you're the bomb.com with it, brother. And I want to thank you for being right here and helping us bring it live. Frank, my brother, what do you love about poetry? Because we're going to get something out of you tonight.
Man, I love poetry. That's what I love about poetry. I love poets. I like hearing them spit coming from where they see life, social ills, love, happiness, sadness, you know. I just love. I love to write. I've been writing since I was a kid as well. But I love spoken word poetry. Spoken word poetry is just phenomenal. But I want to thank Oakland, California for that, because that's what just really cracked my eyes wide open to spoken word poetry and then Depth Poetry Jam. I went all the way to Atlanta to see Georgia Me and couldn't even get into her club.
Oh,
wow.
Hey, Hack, remember I told you about that?
Yeah.
I was telling Hack about it. All the way there. And, excuse my dog, got there a little early and they were setting up and they let me in the club and then said it wasn't starting till a certain time and stuff. I said, well, man, I came in all the way from California. But I was just too early, I guess. So I came to see Georgia Me. Like, shoot, I talk about her all the time. I had to meet the queen. So I didn't
come
get to
on now.
Yep, I didn't get to meet
her. Oh, we got to make that happen.
So anyway, yeah, I love poetry. So I got this piece.
Wow. All right, come on with it.
Piece. I was given a name. I was given a name before birth. Unfortunately, names were lying in wait for me to go shortly into my cultural history, names that were created to hurt, created by creatures time after time throughout time, releasing their hatred overtly over the times I was given a name. I was given a name way before then, you see. All you saw was the color of my skin. I was given a name before you were trained to cringe, before you were trained to feel displeasure just from the sight of my skin, before you were brainwashed to commit unsightly sins, before your mind were infiltrated, long before my mama's belly was impregnated, and all the while during her prenatal stages, I was feeling the stings of your hatred indirectly. I was given a name before your birth. My mama carried me as a can of seeds. I see with the promise of bringing a people from their misery. My family predestined and prophesied to be advocating and transforming circumstances created by the greedy masses that set forth the subtle lashing stings of bigotry directly. Spit spattered at my mother's face, father's back tortured by another race, whipped and whacked, leaving gashes and crooked lines across his back, piercing the black skin, sending messages to his pregnant white family and heritage. The wax that left my mama pregnancy, trembling. The wax that the predisposed soul felt. And as that soul grew, it kept remembering. And the water that surrounded me in the bag were loud. And the sounds became louder and louder. Whack, whack, whack. Silent struggles of mama blood rushing and gushing throughout her body. Blood rushing and gushing from the confusion, the disillusion of humanity using hatred in the form of amusement. And I felt the spit spattered at my mother's face. Yet I was given a name before birth. Forgiven is my race, but let me continue. I was given a name before birth. Unfortunately, names were lying in wait for me that goes way back into my cultural history, names that were created to hurt, created by creatures time after time throughout time, released their hatred overtly over the times. Today, we are in another place in time, another time with similar frustrations, another time with uprising hatred, even of self. Another time, another name is being slandered. Another time, war is waged against others, and you are taught to hate. Another race all over again, all over again, all over again. But you were given names, and that name is man.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was
awesome. The whole time I thought another name.
Right.
Amen. You know, that's real deep. For real.
Thank you.
For real. Yeah, that was real deep. See, that's what I'm talking about. Poets coming together, making people feel. Because when we lose empathy for one another, we go through what we're going through. So I just hope that the world will find a way to come back together in unity and in humanity. So, Moody Black, you already warmed up, Moody Black. So why don't you come on back, spit for us?
Man, I was going black when I saw Judge and Me name on the fly. What you talking about? Being warm. I came to the door and I had a fur coat on. I thought warm I am, but I'm telling you, I'm warm. Alright. This piece is called Hey man, I can't hide the country today. I can't hide it. This is entitled Everything Us. It is crossing state lines to emancipation. It is midnight sky filled with Jim Crows. It is by any means necessary to have a dream. It is looking for God and liberation. It is revival tent hallelujahs. It is Miss Ann loaning some sugar in a cup. It is having a rent right before eviction. It is accepting the kinks and coils of our hair roots. It is black power fists in the air. A whole bunch of black power fists in the air.
It is graduation from Ivy League College, graduation from HBCU. It is grandma seeing you graduate. It is peaceful protest with results. It is incense and shea butter. It is wearing dashiki while watching Marvel's Black Panther movie. It is pretending Wakanda is real. It is making Wakanda real. It is being Hotep. It is being Christian. It is being Muslim. It is being 5%. It is being agnostic. It is being without judgment. It is finally being considered human. It is being a human, a womb man. It is woke. It is wisdom. It is being free. It is hood. It is projects. It is suburbs. It is the country. It is talking like you're at a job interview. It's talking like you're hanging with your homies. It's being at home no matter where you are at. It is recognizing your roots. It's respecting the tree. It is fighting to protect the tree. It is the same tree that bore strange fruit. It is why we are mad. It is why we fight. It is fighting to be free. It is being mad for being enslaved. It is being mad and doing something about it. It is being mad with the plan. It is not letting your anger mess up the plan. It is educating the uneducated. It is proper education. It is feeding our children. It is also feeding our children. It is free breakfast program. It is self-defense. Funny that it's Black Panther before the movie. It is wearing our dashikis like we were in Oakland. It is like we were marching in Selma. It is making fair and just laws so we never have to march again in Selma. It is the government telling the truth. It's everyone who is trying to make America great again accepting the truth. It is truth. It is we were free. It is we were stolen. It is we were whipped, beaten, murdered. It is escape. It is being fooled to think we are free. It is Jim Crow laws. It is civil rights. It's not that long ago. It is we got a ways to go. It is hope. It is we got to use what we got. It is we all that we got. It is everything us.
Awesome.
Lord have mercy. Woo-wee. Wow, wow, wow.
I appreciate it.
Yes.
And that's just sitting in, that's just sitting in the holster. I didn't even know if I should memorize that thing. You know, but y'all make me think I need to go ahead and do that.
He said that's been sitting in the holster, y'all. He just cocked that thing back and fired it off today. You know what, my brother? That was so profound. And because I have this radio platform, I tend to delve into a lot of history. I talk to one of the Tougaloo Nine from Jackson, Mississippi, every day. He was one of the Tougaloo Nine trained by Megger Evers. His name is Joseph Jackson Jr. And they did the read-in at the Tougaloo College Library in 1961 when I was 2 years old. So when you evoke that level of history, because if we really study the past, we will see what's playing out, y'all. If you don't look at the past, though, you got to look at things that's still playing out. It's the landscape of what this this nation is leveling itself on. You know, the Hooverism, the J. Edgar Hooverism, and when you got off into the Black Panthers, you know, I can't even tell you what it felt like to be on the phone with Bobby Seale for 90 minutes going to class.
Wow.
He took me to class.
Wow.
And that right there hit the core of me, Moody Black. And I appreciate you for that. And we're going to come back around to all of you before. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I thank all of you for being here.
Bev, I am so sorry. I thought it was for an hour. I have to go be with my mom right now. So
I thank you.
I love all y'all so much.
We glad you know, I love you.
Be safe.
Thank you so much. Thank you for taking the time out.
Okay.
And God bless you.
And when all this virus stuff goes away, man, I'm going to come down there and holler at you.
Okay, most definitely.
Oh, yes.
I love y'all. Y'all be good.
You be good, too. Much love. Thank you so much. God bless. All right, peace. All right, y'all, and see, that's what happens when you start having so much fun. Judge Amee is out of the building, y'all, but we want to thank her so much for taking out the time to honor National Poetry Month on Spit, Spoken Poets, Intellectualizing. And before we get out of here, we got one more request to get out of acronyms. We're going to have Dr. Maxine Bryant take us on out of here, and then we'll be done with it. How does that sound like a plan to anybody?
Sound like a plan.
Like a plan.
You
all
hear my
right,
friend over there? My note. So come on with it, acronyms. Let's get you get one more out of acronyms before Dr. Maxine Bryant, our wonderful, beautiful, and ever so eloquent sponsor, takes us out of here this evening.
All right.
Check it.
I tell people, look at the word alphabet. Alphabet means a letter pronounced helps anyone better express thoughts. Alphabet. A letter pronounced helps anyone better express thoughts. So I decided to think about ABC. And I was going A, B, C, D, Asiatics, Aboriginals, and African countries dedicated everything for God, honored in Jah's knowledge. Loving many Nubians oppressed, praying quietly, releasing spiritual truth, using vibrant words and Xerox in your zone. Check it, CBA. Capture backwards alphabets. Zoning your xenophobias with violence upsets the spiritual realm, quickly producing oppression, nonsense, murder, lust, killing jealousy and hostage, giving families everywhere debt created by Anglo-Saxons, shaping another xenophobia oppressing movement spiritually, always goes in telephone direction, encouraging fear, pain, hate, ignorance, killing lives, making no opportunity. People quickly run scared to unsafe vibrations. ABC, CBA, ABC. Do you think you really know your ABCs?
Wow.
Lord have mercy.
Hey, bro,
this is
brilliant, man.
This is brilliant.
Fire.
No joke.
Fire.
I ain't going to lie. You sleep with that fire. Fire.
Oh,
and that's coming from the depth of my southernness. You are slick with that thing. You're brilliant,
fire.
Man. Brilliant.
Isn't he brilliant?
Yeah, he's a brilliant brother.
Wow.
First, I want to say,
yeah,
wow,
that brother brings it.
I saw
that brother brings it, y'all.
Yeah.
Acronym.
Well, listen, we're going to go around the room one time. I want everybody to tell our listeners who you are and where you can be reached, and if you have any encouraging words. And the last word is going to be by Dr. Maxine Bryant. The first word is going to be by my co-host over there, Dr. Frank, the Chairman Williams.
It's the chairman.
I want to thank
like
you. You know, you never let me down.
So
he always say, I'm going to be there with you, sister. I got you. You know, and one day we're going to have a live venue. You know, acronyms have some vision over there. He was sharing with me, and I believe in what this brother has envisioned for the poets and the Bay Area and on a national scale. So happy National Poetry Month to all of our listeners and all of our guests. We're going to go around. Frank, tell everybody some words of encouragement and where they can reach you.
Well, this is Dr. Frank Williams, the chairman. I am on everything. Shoot, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. You can get my work at ReverbNation.com/ the chairman of spoken words. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Django Music, Django.com, where you could just get my music. It's just all good. So, yeah, out here in California, Bay Area. So,
yay.
What words I have
now,
to
now, y'all
give,
see why I had to go first,
honestly,
right?
It's to honestly, my words of encouragement is to stay safe. Don't be selfish and be hanging all out. And you know, we need this stuff to stay safe, because that stuff is killing for real. It's not a joke.
Yeah.
He's killing for real. So
yeah. Come on now.
People hanging out and act like it's summertime and they just at the party, you know, participating in death, you know, like they got a death wish. I don't understand it. You know, it's bad enough that, you know, we got black-on-black crime and stuff going on as if we don't love ourselves. Now they done mastered and threw stuff in the air, and we just want to jump out there and feel like we're invincible and it ain't going to harm us. That's ridiculous. Quit killing yourselves. Stay home. They not saying stay home for no reason. Stay home. So that's what I want to get out, because I had to go shopping today, and I was in Walmart, and it looked like I was at a flea market. I can't believe how many people was in that store, man. It was packed. Like, really? Like, nobody don't care about this thing? I got my mask on, my gloves on, you feel me? I'm like, I'm good, right? I'm going to get in here and get out. I got my little four items and got out and came home and cooked. You know what I mean? But it was just ridiculous.
I'm telling
it was, like,
you.
Packed. Like, it looked like they was having a concert up in here or something, you know? Don't make no sense. Like, people just want to die, I guess. I don't know. You surprised how many people out here is sad and lonely and got some stuff going on. They don't care. Nah, it's ridiculous.
See, you
stay
said
home.
It.
That's
you hit the
word.
Nail on the nose. Stay home, everybody. Dr. Frank, the Chairman Williams. Get your four items from Walmart and take your in home. Because it's real, it's a real death threat. You know, when they say, I received a death threat, that's the whole world right now. Open up your mail. There's a death threat in your mailbox. Everybody. Talk about a level playing field.
And I don't have drive-by pop-ups either. Don't drive by popping up in my house because you're going to get in.
Okay, be peeking out the window.
Here.
What you want? Who is it?
I'm just being honest. I don't know where you went before you got here. I don't know who you was around, where you was at before you got here. So you ain't bringing anything
Stay
in
home.
Here.
Stay no home. No visitors allowed.
Call me on the phone. That's good. Yeah.
Well, that's what we did. We called you right on the phone where we could reach you to be on this show with us, okay?
Yeah.
Because we knew otherwise.
Yeah.
So now, Moody Black.
Yes,
I think we related. I don't know. You know, I'm from California, but every now and then I get a little country vernacular coming through my roots up from the Louisiana, Texas bayous that my people from, but I'm pretty sure that somewhere along the lines our paths will cross. But until then, Moody Black, can we
definitely
reach you?
Well,
amen.
In mind,
like
we
right
all
now,
relate in the big picture. In the big picture, we all relate. But Moody Black, I am Moody Black is my handle for everything on social media. I am moodyblack.com is my site, and go to my store, y'all. I have a new chapbook. Download it. It's an ebook. Read my poems, personal poems. I have hip hop joints. I got poetry on YouTube. Subscribe to my channel, Facebook, Twitter, you know, all that other stuff. I'm on all that Spotify, Google Play, Tidal. Holla at your boy. I am Moody Black. Get at me. Get all this Southern love,
and,
this country love.
And you know, Moody Black, you know, you have a very distinctive look about yourself. You got that beard game going, too. I don't know why you ain't out here with your Moody Black beard. You know, what did y'all put on y'all beard? What is it
that
y'all put on y'all beard?
I was doing too much to making that because I was doing so much other stuff with my poetry. Because I'm a teaching artist, so I go to schools and teach poetry. But to make that takes a lot. So I make it for myself, and that's it. And occasionally some of the brothers. I support the brothers sometimes, but I make it myself. But I was in Cali in November. I was in Cali. I had to do the California tour in November. I was supposed to be back this May, but you know, because of what's going on, I had to cancel my May tour.
Right.
But I know I'm setting something in LA again in August. So hopefully by then all that be gone. So you'll see me in California in August. I'll set up another tour.
All right. Well, we'll be looking for you, Moody Black,
yes.
Y'all, thank you so much for being here on Spit, Spoken Poets, Intellectualizing. And did you have any encouraging words upon
man,
which you'd like
here,
to
man.
Leave for us?
If you breathe in, write about your experience. It's really therapeutic. Mm-hmm. If anything, if you don't look out for yourself, do it for somebody else who might need some encouragement, some inspiration. You know, it's healing, it's inspirational. Just keep writing and keep your head up in the process.
Mm. See, that's why we all gathered here together now.
All right.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. All right, Richard Stamper, we know that you're on about.me/Richard Stamper, and you all over social media. And tell us the name of your book and why you wrote.
The title of the book is called Never Forget Your First Love. I was trying to stir people back to Christ because, you know, I was brought up in the church, and I wind up in a backsliding slate, and it cost me a lot of years of my life in places I didn't want to be. So caught up in things that was ungodly. I got chastised for it, and thank God for the chastisement because he said he chastised those we love. So it gave me a chance to regroup. Like I tell people, it's not how you finish. It's, you know, how you start is how you finish. But you know, I started in a bad way. You know, I wind up going through taking care of my elderly parents, and God made it a way for me to do that and keep my sanity. So I wind up watching my mom go through a dementia crisis. And that was really hurtful to see your parents just go downhill. So right. I knew I had to come with a loaded gun and do the right thing. So God sat me down to get my attention span back. And my encouraging words for the youngsters, you know, like I watched how our ancestors fought for us to get education. Now kids won't go to school. Even though the schools are closed, when they open, they won't go. You know, and I'm like, standing on those corners is not going to profit you no money. Because like I told them, I've never seen a hearse following an armored car following a hearse to the cemetery. You know? my gift of gab to the youngsters, I played that role out there trying to get the fast dollar. And, you know, it ain't no joke when the rabbit got the gun. So I'm like, it's time to slow your roll. And do your job for God. You know, my mission is trying to get people close to God because we're in praying crisis right now. You know, like I tell people, man has laid up a disease. This is a famine from God. God is angry. If anybody's seen that commercial where they filming these two brothers, the virus for the AIDS epidemic, HIV, two black men kissing at the end of the commercial. God ain't pleased with none of that, you know, and I'm not trying to bash nobody, but people need to wake up and smell the coffee. He told Noah back in the time just to replenish the land, not kill it. So I'm just trying to encourage people to do the right thing. Be your own leader. Let God direct you and stop being a follower of people that's going to take you down the road of destruction because you have your own mind. So it's best for you to use your own mind instead of following somebody else. Lead where if they're going to lead you to hell, don't go with them.
Well, now you done said a real word right there, and I really appreciate you being on the show. We're going to have you on some other shows because we want to get some interviews going to find out more about your book, and I want to thank you for being right here on Spoken Poets Intellectualizing. And y'all can hear his passion, okay? Y'all can hear his passion, and you know, he don't want to tell everybody that he was on one of those vacations, but I'm going to tell you, I did some of my poetry writing on vacation. I was you know, number 345089. Okay. God saved a wretch like me for a day like this to give a testimony to you. Okay. So I thank God for all of you. And now, our lady and sponsor, Spoken Poets Intellectualizing, Dr. Maxine Bryant. Tell everyone.
Dr. Bryant. Yeah.
Yeah, Mom, this woman is no joke. She is no joke. You know, when I asked her if she could sponsor this show, she didn't hesitate, Frank. You know, she didn't hesitate. And we're going to have to get all of you back to do this again because it is a real break and a great, rich, you know, a reprieve from everything we've been going through.
Yeah.
So, yes. All right, so
well, Queen,
our sponsor.
Before you start that, I have one informative information to give out if y'all got a pen and paper because you're gonna love this.
All right.
So we'll go ahead with it. I got a pen.
Okay, you heard of Dr. Phoebe, right? We all heard of Dr. Phoebe.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, there's another one. There's another brother just like him. Everybody don't know about, but I've been using his products. His products work. His name is Dr. Kareem Hakeem, K-A-R-E-E-M, last name H-A-K-I-M.
Uh-huh. I think I heard of him before.
Phone number is 414.
Oh, really? Wait a minute. 414, you must not know who you're talking to. Phone number is what?
404-308-308-4068. All right. I'm going to tell you, the man can cure AIDS. The man can cure lupus. The man is, he's the bomb. He will help you get all that inflammation out your body. You know, they carry these diseases. He got the stuff. So I got put on to him 2 months ago. I got his healing products. And every time I turn around, this mucus coming out my body. So it's not staying.
Okay. Well, see, well,
so
you know what?
Know.
And I'm glad you did let us know because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about encouraging. And being of an encouragement also means health and wellness. And so since you brought that up, let's be clear that we need to stop using all of these man-made products and drinking dairy products and stuff. You know, mucus is carried throughout our body. Through our bloodstream, and mucus is a proponent of milk is a proponent of mucus. So if you want to clean your body, okay, raise your pH levels, drink your, you know, your water, and eat your fruits and vegetables, and really take it back to the basics. Okay, our parents and grandparents wasn't walking around here all sickly and everything. That's how this nation was built, on basics. So get out the, you know, these foods that have a shelf life and go buy your fruit and produce. Do like Dr. Frank, the Chairman Williams. Go get your 4 items out of Walmart like I did today. I got my oranges, my apples, my bananas, my walnuts, my pecans, and my cranberries, and I carried my butt home. And my bananas, okay. Oh, and my mango. But anyway, I want to thank you for I'm a lemons already. I want to thank you for Kareem Hakim's number 414-308-4060. Now we're gonna let you slide that one in on top of Dr. Maxine Bryant's you know, promotional sponsorship of this show because it's about health and wellness. So. Without further ado, she is going to take us out of here with a final performance and words of encouragement. Again, I want to thank all of you for being here. Poet Moody Black, Georgia Mee, Richard Stamper, acronyms, Dr. Frank, the Chairman Williams, and Dr. Maxine Bryant. Acronyms, I can't forget you if I didn't say you, my brother. I appreciate all of you. All right.
You.
I just got to make sure I say acronyms again and again. Acronyms. Y'all come on down. That's the machine, Brian. Come on, take us out of here, Queen.
All right.
With the education
report.
I'm
on YouTube.
And Richard Stamper is on YouTube, y'all. So everybody, y'all link in with me on Facebook, Tribe Family Channel, and we'll hook up with everyone.
Tribe
Dr. Maxine
family.
Bryan, thank you once again for making this possible. Hit us with a performance. I'm going to ask everyone to say your goodbyes now, and then we are going to close the show. So thank you once again, everybody.
Y'all take care.
Thank you.
Good all y'all.
Thank you all. Appreciate having you all on here. Appreciate everyone. So we're going to close out
thank
with
you.
Something called the Rhythmic Story Song and the rhythm and rhyme
okay.
of it, the ebbing and flowing
okay.
of it. You see, history won't let me forget. I haven't finished telling my story yet. We all
now.
Have become our own worst enemy. No longer can
huh.
we say we are family. There's no more unity in our community, and tears flow from my eyes when I think of what we do to you and me. Every day, I see the crack of a brother's behind. Every day, I think one of them's going to take something of mine. Every day, crack destroys a piece of someone's mind. And every day, a black child at school is still left behind. What happened to my people who once stood tall and great? I know what happened. We were suckered into believing a lie that filled us with self-hate, and our ancestors longed for freedom and said, we will emancipate. Now, young people read of those stories, and they say we cannot relate. But I want you to understand that slavery was not our beginning, so we can't let it be our ending. Slaving to drugs and crime and gangs isn't how we should be living. We need to change our thinking. Take a look at the message we're sending, and we shouldn't hear not one more mother's cry as her heart is wrenching. You see, my story takes us back to the S-O-N field days, when we honored God in all of our ways, and when mamas and daddies' rules we would obey, and the children listened to what the adults would say. My story reminds us of the strength within us, a time when we were not ashamed to be us, a time when the best of us carried the load for the least of us and paved the path for the rest of us, and other folks were trying to be like us. My story continues through our successes and achievements, when we were overcome the traps that were meant to hold us down, bound us like footprints in cement. But we didn't stay down. Together we rose and we successfully challenged this government. My story looks ahead at the village resurrected, a place where the old are revered and respected, a place where mistakes are lovingly corrected, a place where young people are no longer subjected to society's ills and fear falsely being arrested. My story looks at me and you and challenges us to stand strong and courageous. You know, with Christ, we can do all things, because victory is already in our hands. We can take this world by storm. We can sound the battle alarm. We can change the course we're on. We can right our evil wrongs. We can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. The rhythm and rhyme of it. The ebbing.
Wow.
History
That's
won't let
That's
us forget. We haven't finished telling our story yet. Y'all be good.
Oh.
All right.
Wow,
let's go.
Wow. Thank you.
Another
thank you much. Woo! All right.
Dr. Bryan.
Queens.
Another educational
queens. 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 Yes, indeed. Well,
awesome.
She is the reason why we were all able to gather here this evening. And so thank you so
thank you.
Much, Queen.
Thank
Queen.
You very much.
I honor you.
Thank you.
And Dr. Maxine Bryan can be reached at MaxineBryant.com. And I also want to thank you, Dr. Frank, the Chairman Williams. Again, I want to thank all of our guests for being here and making this possible. I want you to stay blessed and continue to rise, respect this quarantine, and be well. Good night, and God bless you all.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank
and
you
good night. Bless you all.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
All right.
Nice to meet everyone of you guys.
Stay safe. Stay
absolutely.
Home.
Absolutely. We got to do it again. Yes.
Amen.
Stay safe.
All
stay
right,
home.
Everybody. Thank you so
Thanks
much for tuning
in.
In.
Bye.
Yes, the phone lines are lit up too. So thank you so much once again for tuning in to Spit Spoken Poets Intellectualizing with your host Beverly Black and Dr. Frank, the Chairman Williams, brought to you by Professor Maxine Bryant of Georgia Southern University. She is a poet, a doctor in her own right of a plethora of things, and you can reach her at MaxineBryant.com. Thank you, Moody Black. Black, Georgia Me, acronyms, Richard Stamper, and we had a gentleman that could not be here. His name is J. Elliott Howard, and we're going to listen to a poem by him right now.
The name of this poem is called The Introduction. It's from my recent release, Take a Walk With Me. You came into my life like you walk into a room. I wanted to be with you, but I didn't know it would be so soon. I thought I'd have to wait on a love that was so good. But now you're standing here where I never thought you would. Blessings and love all abound. With an angel, with love open wide, I stood outside your heart until you welcomed me inside. You're my angel, my miracle, a supernatural love I can feel.
Everyone in the world has gone to bed one night or another with fear or pain or loss or disappointment. And yet each of us has awakened, arisen, somehow made our ablution, seen other human beings, and said, morning, how are you? Fine, thanks, in you. It's amazing. Wherever that abides in the human being, there is the nobleness of the human spirit, despite it all, black and white, Asian, Spanish, Native American, pretty, plain, thin, fat, vowed or celibate, we rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Just because I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like suns and like moons, with the certainty of tides. Just like hope springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my sassiness upset you? Don't take it so hard just because I laugh. As if I have gold mines digging in my own backyard. You can shoot me with your words. You can cut me with your lies. You can kill me with your hatefulness. But just like life, I'll rise. Does my sexiness offend you? Oh, does it come as a surprise that I dance? As if I have diamonds at the meeting of my thighs. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain, I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, naturally, there I go rising.
Not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Deport from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Tri-Family Channel. Tri-Family Channel.